How y'all doing? Everybody good? All right. Let's get it going.
Talk a little bit about going into the spring with someone starting to get a quarterback position as a wide receiver. It's got to be a little bit tricky for you not knowing who's going to throw the balls in the fall.
Not really. The guys we brought in, Ensminger from Auburn, who transferred here, and Ross Jenkins, we've all been working together. They've all seen the plays. We're getting to really mesh a little bit, kind of the off-field stuff. Really, it's not really a question because they're both capable athletes. Everybody really has a fair, even shot. Just who can learn it and who can do it.
Do you have a favorite between the two?
No. No way. If he throws it to the open guy, that's all that matters to me. Whoever's open.
Talk a little bit about Coach Dooley being in the athletic director. I mean, how you guys found out, what your immediate reaction was. Was there any sort of, I mean, Quinn said it wasn't, but any sort of, you know, like, what's this going to mean for the football program, having Coach Dooley busy all these hours?
Not really. It was more of like everybody was just big smiles. That was about it. Found out, of course, real late. He kind of kept it really to himself, really behind closed doors a lot. I didn't find out till obviously sitting in the training room, just getting a little bit of treatment. Just heard it right before the press conference, and I was just kind of like, wow, nothing but good things can come from this. That's for sure, nothing but good things.
Wide receivers last year, for a large part, kind of struggled, and a lot of people felt like it was one of the things that kind of held the offense back, either that or Zach just wasn't hitting you guys or whatever.
No, it wasn't that at all.
This year, you know, Coach mentioned a while ago that there's not going to be a lot of new faces out there in the spring or maybe in the fall with some of the freshmen coming in, but it'd be basically the same guys. You were one of the guys that did stand out last year and shown. How do you see improvement in your teammates, your wide receiver teammates as a whole, and how is that going to be more of a plus for the offense this year as opposed to the way it was last year?
I think the big plus was just keeping everybody healthy, for sure. If everybody stays healthy, we should be all right. Last year, it was just a few nicks and bruises here and there and just kind of ran us real low, like not a lot of depth we had at that position. I'm proud and to be a part of this group because I think this year we're really capable. Sorry about that. Real capable group. And last year it was a big challenge to really learn the plays and really understand how the offense worked and the trust level. I mean, we weren't really on the right track with trusting everybody around us, trusting the O-line, trusting the quarterback, trusting the running back. And I think that's the biggest thing we've learned as the season went on and as we progressed through workouts this offseason is everybody's really starting to gel and trust each other and knowing that everybody's going to fill the position they need to do.
How is it building chemistry with your quarterback?
It's going to be tough. We'll be tried this spring for sure because sometimes, you know, one guy, he likes this guy. The other guy, sometimes he likes that guy. And it's all about everybody just getting on the page that to trust anybody and everybody that's in. Because a lot of the time, the quarterback or whoever the position needs, they just need a little bit of confidence. They need to know that whoever they're going in with is going to help them out every way they can. And we'll just see who wins after that. It's out of our hands.
Have you caught balls from both Ensminger and Ross, obviously, and during the workouts? What do you see difference-wise in the way they deliver the ball? Do they both throw the same type of ball, hard ball, soft ball, and both about the same as far as getting the catch?
Yeah, both are really quite relatively about the same. Just, I mean, maybe they carry themselves a little bit different at certain points in time, but releases about the same. They both throw a really good tight spiral ball, and really I think all the quarterbacks are like that. They're very well capable of throwing the ball and giving it to any receiver. Just we'll see the spring when they get a little pressure on them and things break down, see how they can compose themselves and run the offense.
Anything else for Phillip? Thank you, Phillip.
Thank y'all, fellas.
Thank you, Phillip.
All right, y'all take it easy.